You talk about the opening years of your career when you were in San Antonio and you were given this chance to co-host the morning show. And at that moment, you say that because of the nature of that show, that you had to come to a decision about who you really wanted to be. That turn of phrase caught my attention. Can you take us inside what you mean by that?
Yes. Well, nothing like live television to sort of thrust you into the spotlight and make you decide who you're going to be, because there's no do-overs. You know, it's live and you are who you are. And I really, you know, Ryan, going into this industry, I really thought I would read the teleprompter, I would prepare my notes, you know, I would just do my report and do it well. Well, a live television show in the morning. I was on a show very similar to like a Good Morning America in San Antonio, Texas. Very off the cuff. They wanted us to give our opinions. They wanted us to, you know, sort of be lighthearted and in the moment. And naturally, you know, you really realize that if faith is a part of your life and you're trying to live out your faith in all aspects of your life, it's naturally going to come out. And there were a couple of moments for me where I needed to decide, was I going to be the same person on camera as well as off? And I realized that, you know, for some folks in entertainment, you know, that's easier said than done, because there are introverts that know how to be extroverted when they're on air. I'm not talking necessarily about that. I'm talking about, you know, your core values and what you believe in. And for me, there was a moment where one of my co-hosts talked about being single live on our television show. And I thought she had a steady boyfriend. I'd met him. And after the show that day, after we were off the air, I said, "Hey, are you still, you know, are you still dating John?" And she said, "Yeah, you know, I am. I'm very much with him, but on air, I'm single. I want to appear single." And, you know, that was a moment where I needed to decide, oh my gosh, well, who am I going to be? And I had a boyfriend too. And my boss, encouraged us as females to appear single on the show. He thought that was better. And that's where you need to say, okay, how does my face fit into this? Because I believed that I needed to be the same person on and off camera. And that was a decision I had to make. And then there were a few other times, you know, commenting on a story, giving my opinion, where, you know, you sort of feel like maybe it won't be as sexy or as interesting to stick up for your faith and your values. But as I write about in the book, I shared my opinion and I was true to my faith. And I soon learned from emails I got from viewers that I wasn't alone. There's more people that feel the same way than you realize. But that's a leap of faith you need to take. And you need to decide in those moments who you're going to be. And it's easier said than done. But I wanted to write about it so people would get an honest, practical look at what it looks like.